I have a show and tell homily today, so I'm going to invite the kids forward to the center of the sanctuary here for a close-up on everything. So we're going to have let's call it an Uncle Father Justin story time hour, corner, palooza, mania. So go ahead, have a seat where you can. Thank you, and I don't need any of the top stuff. You can take that back. Thank you. I'll let you all catch up. You guys can come up the step, too. That's okay. All right. I think we've got about everybody that's here. All right. So it says specifically in my book, I need to talk today either about foot washing or the Eucharist. And I talked about foot washing last year. I said feet are gross. And I stand by that. So today, I want to talk about the Eucharist. And that means that I really wanted to show you this thingy. What exactly is this called? Yep.
The chalice?
Yeah, my chalice. And I don't mean to brag. This is the most expensive thing I own. Okay. I don't own my apartment. I rent it. And I lease my car. Those two things would definitely be more expensive. And it cost, I'd say, about $500 more than my computer when it was new. So this is my most precious object. And it was paid for by my parents and my grandparents when I became a priest. It's expensive, partially because it's well made, but it's also expensive because of what it's made out of. What is the outside made of?
Gold.
Yeah. What color is that?
Silver.
Very good. It is tarnished silver. And what do you think is the inside?
Gold.
Very good. It is gold on the inside. And my chalice is relatively typical. Most good chalices are silver on the outside and gold on the inside. So there's a reason for that. Which one is more expensive? Which one's more precious, silver or gold?
Gold.
Gold is more expensive, exactly. Very good. So basically, silver represents something that's okay. All right, it's not bad, but it's nothing to go nuts about. Gold is the best of the best. All right, when you see gold, that is something that is truly amazing. That's why wedding rings really ought to be made of gold, because there's nothing better than that. So that's why this is so expensive. And I'm going to tell you something. There aren't many reasons people would have assumed I would become a priest if they knew me as a child. I wasn't very priestly as a kid. There was at least one priestly thing about me growing up, though. I have never, ever, 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 ever cared about money. Never. I have never wanted silver, I have never wanted gold, and I never wanted a cup that was more expensive than a computer. Never. So why do I own it? Good question, those of you that were thinking that. The reason is that priests buy these chalices because it helps them worship. It helps us worship at the Mass. Because, what do I pour in here again?
Wine.
Very good. So I'm at the altar, and I pour in the wine, and I look into the chalice, and because it's gold and wine is not, you know, it's see-through, you can see through it, the light bounces around the gold, and it bounces throughout the wine, and it sparkles. It sparkles and glitters. It's like a star, actually. It twinkles. It actually twinkles for exactly the same reason that a star twinkles. It's called refraction, and I'm not going to talk to you about that today because I will confuse you, and I'll have trouble stop talking. I studied astronomy. So when I'm at the altar, and when you see me, this is my favorite part of the Mass, by the way, the part about the chalice. Take this, all of you, and drink it. This is the cup of my blood, the chalice of my blood, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. So when you see me bowing down and looking into the chalice, I'm looking at this twinkling dance of light within the wine and the gold.
The star.
Yep. And that means that something truly precious is right in front of me. And I'll tell you what, sometimes I'm having a bad day or I'm concentrating too hard on the words. Sometimes I don't notice the twinkling, but my brain does. No matter what, it goes in my eye. It goes in my eye, and my brain knows that something truly valuable is right there in front of me, and I can't ignore it. And that's why priests have chalices like this. And guys, it's a symbol of everything of our faith when you think about it. Because some people look at this and they're like Judas, we could have sold that for a whole bunch of money and given it to the poor. What a waste of money. And other people say, it's just silver. It's no big deal. You can buy silver at any does Kohl's sell silver? I don't buy jewelry. Department stores, yes. So department stores, you can buy silver anytime. But if you're looking at it just right, you're not seeing the silver. You're seeing the gold. And that's what it's all about. At first glance, it's ordinary silver, and it's nothing special. But when you look inside it, you see the most precious material on earth, gold. And kids, we don't need to care about silver. We don't need to care about gold. We don't need to care about any of this stuff. But we should care about every advantage we can get to become closer to God. Think of that every time you see gold within silver. Okay? And for those of you that can't receive communion just yet because you're a little young, remember this when First Communion comes. A few people are getting First Communion on Saturday. And for them, for the very first time, they're seeing the silver like always, but now they get to see the gold. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. I think I'm all set. You guys can head back to your seats.